Alhamdulillah. All praise is due to the Most High for the ability for me to record this episode this month. I honestly didn't think I would be able to because I've been incredibly unwell doing what I call horizontal living, basically being on bed rest. And my voice sounded like, I don't think I could listen to that on an episode. It didn't sound great. And I know I don't really sound fully recovered because I haven't fully recovered yet and my voice ain't the best, you know, but I did want to come before the end of this Gregorian year and share 12 lessons that I have taken from the last 12 months. Now, these lessons I'm going to share with you are not in any particular order or any particular ranking. They're not based on the 12 months of the year specifically, but they are lessons that I felt to be really significant for me and lessons that I felt that I did want to put out into the webosphere and to share with you. So, lesson number one, every winter comes to an end. Now, this particular lesson comes from the fact that for maybe 2.5 years, I lived in what I call a season of perpetual winter. It was challenging, more so emotionally, and taxing physically in the experiences that I had in the 2.5 years. And it's so easy when you're in your space of personal winter, when things are challenging emotionally or externally or environmentally, when you can't see or feel the light, where it looks like things are dead or bare, where it looks like and feels like you have been stripped to your bone and it feels like there's nothing left. It's hard in those moments to feel any sense of warmth. It's challenging to envision light beyond the darkness that you feel that you're engulfed in. And I'm not going to sugarcoat to say that winter can be really, really, really tough and feel incredibly, excruciatingly lonely. Yes, that's real. What I have learned this year is that every winter comes to an end. Every winter. And possibly you are in a season, you might be in a season of winter right now. And it might feel hard and it might feel challenging. It might feel endless and it might feel hopeless and it might feel desperate and it might feel painful and it might feel lonely. And all of those feelings would be valid because winter feels like that. And that one seed to hold on to, that one nugget, is that the winter will come to an end because spring has to come forth. It's the way of the world. It's the way in nature, and it's the way we experience this life too. Lesson number two, slow down to release and be, and watch what speeds up as a result. As I was going through my journal entries for 2023, I realized that a lot of my entries were ones where I was saying that I'm just allowing myself permission to slow down. Often when I can journal, I'm like really frantic to get words from my head down onto the page because it feels like my thoughts are racing faster than I can actually write. And I was conscious of that. I became conscious of that franticness and how it made it a challenge for me to make sense of things and to feel my way through whatever I might have been experiencing. And it was through the act of actually slowing down, and I found actually using a fountain pen to write with in my journal forced me to, because I can't write fast with a fountain pen. But it's that slowing down and releasing and being, that stillness of being, that pausing, that intentional breath, that allows you to speed up your healing, that allows you to speed up your bouncing back from a fall, that allows you to speed up in your connection of dots that are presented to you. That allows you to speed up in the way you recover from maybe a rupture in one of your relationships. It's that slowing down and releasing within yourself, releasing maybe onto your prayer rug, releasing onto your journal, and allowing yourself to just be still. All of that gives you that ability to speed up. And it's, for me personally, has been unbelievable this year to witness and to experience. Lesson number three is God is your constant companion. Move through your days and nights as such. I think this one seems and feels like very self-explanatory. But you know, I recognize that often when we talk about God's presence, it's from a presence of you need to just fear him, like that mindfulness of him coming from a place of fear. And I remember in one of my journal entries this year, kind of reframing that and stating that he's a companion. And how do I choose to be and move through my days and nights holding on to the belief that I've got him as my companion, I've got him as my confidant, I've got him as my friend, I've got him as the one who is watching over me, I've got him as the one who is taking care of me, I've got him as the best of planners who plans my life events meticulously for me. How do I choose to move through my days and nights with that awareness? Yeah, it definitely hits different when you say it that way, right? Lesson number four, success leaves clues. My clients hear this from me a lot. Success leaves clues. Be persistent in mining them. You know, often when we are reflecting or even wanting to make change, we're always looking at things that are not great, things that are going wrong, things that are missing, things that we want to improve on, things that we want to build upon. And we forget the moments of triumphs and victory from our past. The moments where we were able to bounce back. The moments where we were able to smash that. The moments where we were able to rise, we were able to excel, we successfully achieved certain things. We lose sight of those. And I think part of that comes from the fact that we don't take time to acknowledge and ground ourselves in the acknowledgement of them. We don't take time to praise our Creator for the ability to achieve those successes. And from that, it just becomes this thing, like we move on to the next thing, right? It's a fleeting success. Okay, yeah, okay. Move on to the next thing. And don't really absorb and embrace all that occurred and all that we had to use from within ourselves to be able to achieve that and to experience those successes and those moments of victory and triumph. So when I say success leaves clues, and it's not my original saying, I actually originally heard it from Tony Robbins, but when I hear that term success leaves clues, or I tell myself success leaves clues, it comes from a place of asking myself, what were the elements that were present that enabled for this success or this result, this outcome? What were the elements internally within myself in terms of my belief, in terms of how I perceived things, in terms of the things I would tell myself in my head, in terms of the feelings that I was feeling, in terms of what I was choosing to focus on, in terms of the stories that I was telling myself, all of those internal things. And externally, what happened as a result of that internal paradigm. And understanding what those success clues are, you get to rinse and repeat them, which is pretty cool. So be mindful of the elements of success, internal and external, and be persistent in mining them and using them, rinse and repeating them. Lesson number 5. You don't have to explain yourself to anybody. Shout out to my uncle in Ireland, who was the one who shared this with me. We were sat at the airport. I had gone to visit him with my girls, and we were sat at the airport, and that was one of the key messages he shared with me before he waved us off to get on our flight back to the UK. And I, feeling emotion, man. I find that just a beautiful permission to be okay with who we are, our choices and decisions, and not feeling that we have to prove ourselves to others. There's this level of self-acceptance. There's this level of self-acceptance and self-embrace that comes when you know you don't have to explain yourself to anyone. Yeah, I'm going to leave that one there like that because I'm going to start crying too much. That's not what I want this episode to be all about. But yeah, you don't have to explain yourself to anyone. And thanking Uncle N for that. Lesson number 6. I like this one. Well, I like all of them, to be honest. This one, when you lean on your creator, when you lean on Allah, when you lean on God, you're leaning into all that's possible. Sis. Let me say that again. When you lean on Allah, when you lean on God, when you lean on your creator, you're leaning into all that's possible because with him, anything and everything is possible. There's a little mantra that I used to have my youngest repeat with me when she was much younger. And it was, everything is possible with Allah. And she'd like have her little fist raised to the sky as she affirmed this mantra. And I love that when we are leaning on him, we are leaning into possibility. We are leaning into knowing that everything and anything is possible with him. And there's this deep knowing, there's this grounded trust that comes from that. And then the heart can release worry and hold on to hope and possibility. And when you're holding on to hope and possibility, you expand into this place where you consider, where you give yourself permission to take action, where you embrace possibility and move forward in some sort of way. And it's truly, truly spectacular. Lesson number 7. God invites you to an identity upgrade. He's always inviting you to an identity upgrade. You choose whether you accept the invitation of expansion or not. You know, when we're going through stuff, when we're sent life's challenges, more so and more specifically, we don't really see that what's really going on in that experience is an identity upgrade. I'm in awe of my creator. I'm in awe of him because I can see now how in so many ways 2023 was truly a year of identity upgrade, like the invitation to upgrade my identity, to expand, to really deepen my trust in him, to expand in possibility, to expand in love, to expand in joy, and all of that, like all that he sent, the highs, the lows, and the valleys in between, was part of his beautiful master plan for me to upgrade my identity. And if you're new to me, my work, my podcast, the Yink of Sanniverse, right, you might not understand what I mean by identity. But without going into a long spiel, because I understand that this episode is quite long as it is, identity is really who we are and who we show up as. It encompasses our beliefs. It encompasses our values. It encompasses the stories that we tell ourselves. It encompasses how we perceive things, how we view things. All of those things are like our identity, right? So example, if I say that I want to embody the identity of a woman who is in flow and who is soft and at ease, there are certain beliefs that I hold on to, and there are certain beliefs that I release and let go of in order to show up in the world and experience the world through this identity as a woman who is in flow and who is soft, right? So that's what I mean when I say that, you know, God is inviting you to an identity upgrade always. It's that elevation, that continual invitation to elevation that I believe that he is inviting all of us to through what he sends our ways and the cards that he deals to us. Lesson number 8, just as he gives, he can take. And both are good because they come from him. This can be a challenge for us to really hold on to, absorb, affirm, and it remains true. Lesson number 9. Know your body. It holds more gems than you realize. Okay, so just as a heads up, right? Our Level Up book club, the final book of 2023 was Know Your Body by Hilary McBride. Sorry, not Know Your Body. The Wisdom of Your Body by Hilary McBride. And hands down, I would say it was the most transformative book of 2023 for our book club. For me personally, but I know also for the ladies who decided to read along with us. Because honestly, this body that we have been gifted with, this sacred space, this divinely assigned vessel, this divinely assigned vessel, it's sacred. And there is so much that our body holds because we experience life through our body, right? We experience life through our body, through our senses, through taste, smell, sight, hearing, through feeling. And so we focus so much of our healing on our minds and getting our mind right, but very few of us, as we've come to discover through this book, really incorporate the somatic experience and also just the bodily experience and the bodily healing, the body releasing, the bodily shedding, the bodily experiencing, the bodily stories. We don't incorporate that in our journey of leveling up and being better. So yeah, know your body. Know the signs and the signals your body's sending you. That backache might not just be backache, sis. It might be where your body is telling you you're holding on to too much. That sore throat that you're experiencing might be because you keep holding back your truth, sis. The sweatiness that you have in your hands might be because your body doesn't trust you to be able to do things and to succeed. And so things really slip through your grip. Listen, listen, listen. Let me tell you. Your body, there's so much wisdom that it holds. One of the things that I can share, really just allow yourself to take moments, pause for a few minutes every single day and check in and say, is there any message that my body wants to send me today? That? And it's not just about hearing and listening, but honoring what comes up, okay? Lesson number 10, dip your feet into the sea at sunset. This one comes because I was reviewing my journal where I'd actually traveled to Casablanca, and I wrote in my journal my reflection about actually how I dipped my feet into the sea at sunset. Oh my goodness, this episode is one where I'm like feeling definitely feeling deeply moved. For me, that signified just doing things out of the norm and happening to parts of myself that maybe I've caged, tapping into things that I thought I maybe couldn't do, shouldn't do, mustn't do, things that are different for me, quote unquote, and allowing myself to just experience things that are fresh. And so dip your feet into the sea at sunset, metaphorically, maybe, hey, literally. Do things, expand yourself through expanded experiences and see who you are. Allow yourself to get to know yourself further. And from dipping my feet in the sea at sunset, I got to learn that I want to do more things that are quote unquote different for the version of myself that I had locked myself into, and to unlock myself out of that version of myself, it includes stepping up and showing up and taking risks and allowing myself to dip my feet into the sea at sunset. Lesson number 11, grant yourself to be all of you. I think this particular one could be a podcast in and of itself, but for real, sis, just allow yourself to be all of you. You have your light, you have your shadow, you have your strengths, you have your weaknesses and flaws. You are completely, as a human, perfectly imperfect, as exactly as God created you, and He accepts you in that way. Period. And the last lesson is, you have access to joy daily only if you choose to notice the glimmers that exist in your life and bring them to glow. This definitely has been rooted in our third book of Level Up Book Club this year, which was Why We Play by Joanna Fortune, and it was such a beautiful read. I loved so many things about that book. There was something in there she called glimmers, and these are things that we miss, just everyday regular things that are pockets of joy that if we were to really be with them would lead to glows, and we'd feel joy in the everyday. So it can be as simple as taking that first sip of coffee or tea in the morning, and that's a glimmer, or the sound of rain, that being a glimmer, or even just the feeling of a warm beverage going down your throat, or being able to lay your head down in a comfortable bed at night. Just little things, the scent of your favorite perfume, the feeling of moisturizing lotion into your skin. Things that we wouldn't take time to pause and recognize as glimmers and pockets of joy, and how we all have access to joy. This for me has been one of the most profound lessons of 2023, because I have previously been a woman who found experiencing joy a challenge. Long backstory, but that was my truth and reality, and 2023 has been that year where I've allowed myself to access joy through the glimmers and also doing things that expand me. So some of you may or may not know, I took up an online drumming class to learn how to play the frame drum, or in Arabic, the duff. And yeah, let me tell you, the joy that I have got to experience from this thing, because I gave myself permission to access joy and to tip my feet into the sea at sunset. Oh, mate. Okay, right. I'm doing my best not to sniffle, because, you know, as I'm getting emotional, I'm getting sniffly, and I don't want to kind of leave you with sniffle sounds. But thank you. Thank you for journeying with me this year. If you are new to the Leinka Speaks podcast and this is your first entry into the Leinka Speaks world, well, thank you. Thank you for lending me your ear and your heart in this time. If you're one of the Leinka Speaks OGs and you listen to them regularly on a monthly basis, high five, sis. I love you and I appreciate you. If you are one of those who dips in or dips out, or you're new, relatively new, and you've only listened to a few podcast episodes, also thank you. You have helped me make this podcast whatever it is, and you get to decide. But it is beautiful and wonderful and magical that I get to share a mic with you, share some words with you, possibly leave you with something that you get to carry, and to have this space to make some sort of a difference that is good. I appreciate that. I'm so honored and grateful. And I want to end this episode of 2023 to say, I appreciate you.